And he said, Young man, I say to thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the great mother, widow of Christendom, Saint Monica. Truly a marvelous woman. And today's gospel tells us the most important aspect of her life was the day that her son rose from the dead, as it were. Jesus touched him. Of course, we have the gospel story, which took place at the time of Jesus in the village of Nain, where the only son of his mother was dead, and Jesus raised the young man from the dead. He did the same with Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine was dead spiritually, and Jesus raised him from the dead at the prayers of Saint Monica. How many years of prayers? Many, many years of prayers, somewhere around 26 years of prayers. She prayed for her son, who was dead. He was caught up in a life of incontinence, having an illegitimate child. And he also was caught up in the Manichaean heresy, the heresy that divided things into good and evil. Both of these kept him bound, and he was spiritually dead. And through the prayers of his mother, Monica, who lived her whole life for her children and her husband, she prayed for him, and he rose from the dead through her prayers. As one bishop had said to her, a child of so many tears cannot be lost. And she also prayed for her husband. Her husband was not an easy man. In fact, he was a very difficult man, probably in those days kind of oppressive, like a lot of the pagans and so forth. I don't know why she married him, but she did. Why do a lot of people marry some of the people they marry, and later on they have a lot of trouble? Who knows? But Patricius took the cake, as it were. He was really a very, very difficult man. And her prayers won for him the Catholic faith. After he was converted, he died a year later. So she had two in her family, and another two children besides Augustine. But Augustine was her prize. She knew how brilliant he was, and she prayed for him. She reminds me of Blessed Blanche of France, who is also a great mother. But she had St. Louis, of course, who was a very holy person. And she instructed him when he was young that she would rather have him dead in her arms than he commit a mortal sin. Well, Monica didn't have that good fortune, because Augustine did commit mortal sins and he was dead in her arms. But she prayed, and he was raised from the dead through the grace of God. What a marvelous, absolutely marvelous conversion. And how God is so wonderful. Not only did her son become a Catholic, but he became one of the greatest lights in the church. So important. And while we're always on the topic of outside the church, there is no salvation, we know that Patricius was a pagan, and we see that Augustine was a pagan in a way, and he too was converted, because Monica understood how important it was to be in the Catholic faith, to be with God, to be baptized, and to join the mystical body of Christ. And she prayed and prayed and prayed, and Augustine was converted, a marvelous conversion. Aided, of course, by the great Saint Ambrose in Milan. Saint Augustine was intrigued with Ambrose, and he loved the church, especially the music in the church, which was an aid to having him converted. So today we have a most beautiful story. And were it not for the confessions of Saint Augustine, we would never have known about this marvelous woman. St. Augustine, in his great book, Confessions, he told about how often his mother had prayed for him and how much his mother meant to him. And when he was converted shortly thereafter, they went to Rome, and at Ostia, outside Rome, she said she had nothing more to live for. And at that time, she died, but she died joyfully, and because her son had been converted. So we have this great widow, this model of mothers and widows to emulate, the great Saint Monica. So all mothers who are praying for children, and we can add, of course, fathers, all people who are praying for people who are far away from the church, this great model who had a son who was very far away from the church, steeped in heresy and steeped in sin. And she prayed and prayed and prayed, and Augustine was converted. And what a great conversion, of course. God raised him from the dead as he raised the widow Naim's child from the dead. And he got up and spoke spiritually, became a priest, bishop, and the great doctor of the church, one of the greatest in the church, truly one of the lights of Christendom. And how thankful we are today to Saint Monica, because she was the one. A child of so many tears cannot be lost. So for all of us who are Christians, Saint Monica is certainly a woman for us to admire. And we're all praying for various people. And we can rest assured that our prayers will be heard. And God will do it in a marvelous way. Because God doesn't do things by bits and pieces. He does things in great fashion. And Monica's prayers, one for us, one of the greatest in the church, greatest lights in the church, Saint Augustine. So let us thank God for this on this first sad day of May. As we begin this month dedicated to Our Lady, and today, the first sad day dedicated to the Blessed Mother, she asked for us to come to communion on this day, pray the rosary, 5 decades of the rosary, keep her company for 15 minutes by meditating on the mysteries of the rosary, to go to confession 8 days before today or 8 days after today. And then she promised that all those who do this shall have all the graces necessary for their salvation at the end of their life. She will be there at their deathbed when they're dying to chase all the demons away so we cannot relapse into sin. She will be there with all the graces we need. So let us spread the word about the 5 first sad days, and then we'll usher into heaven many, many, many people in our families and our neighborhood and so forth. So we rejoice today on this first sad day of May, the month dedicated to the Blessed Mother. And we pray to Saint Monica to help us to be persevering in prayer for all those for whom we should pray. May the Lord bless you.
Fructum ventris tuum.